This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Acts chapter 7 here on our daily broadcast. A lot of reading here, and it's historical. We're looking today at Stephen. Here, before we get started, just a little more info on this ministry. You can follow us online a couple of different ways. The website is wgodradio.com. The Facebook page, which is updated with all of these podcasts, as well as the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, is WGOD Radio. If you go to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, search for that page, WGOD Radio, like the page, and you can hear these messages as soon as they're recorded, and the Sunday sermons, which you hear on this radio broadcast frequently. And they are from Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Wednesday nights for Bible study from 6 to 7, and we meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. And I'm about to start the book of Ephesians verse by verse here coming up soon. This week we're looking at, well, my sermon's entitled, How's Your Soil? Last week we looked at How's Your Diet, taken from Hebrews chapter 5, what are you eating? The Bible in Hebrews 5 talks about those who partake only of milk. The Word says those people are unskilled in the word of righteousness, for they're a babe. So I like to call that type of Christian a peewee Christian. Now, if that offends you, then thank God I've done a good job. Peewee, like in football, you've got a peewee league. And then was always known as Pop Warner, if you're as old as I am. I don't even know if they have that anymore. The Pop Warner League, and then high school, and then college, and then pro. Well, it's the same thing as Christians. Are you a peewee Christian? Do you know where to go to defend the faith? Do you know where to go? Do you know where to go when someone knocks on your door and says, well, Jesus never really said he was God? Do you know how to slap someone around when they say that to you? Do you know what to do, where to go, and you see it on TV? Someone with more degrees than I don't know what gets on the TV and says, well, Jesus never said he was God. Or how about when they get on the TV and say, the Bible doesn't say anything about same-sex marriage. That's Old Testament, back when God was a meanie. Nowhere in the New Testament does it. Do you know where to go to combat lies from the pit of hell? That was my sermon from last week. If you'd like to hear that, download the message. It's called How's Your Diet? Or send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll give it to you. I'll email you the link for free, or go to wgodradio.com and you can hear that. That was my sermon last week. Now, I blame the pastors for a lot of that. Perhaps that's because it's the church that you're going is not giving you the meat. Strong meat, the King James calls it, the strong meat. Are you feasting on porterhouse steak at your church or milk? Are you a peewee Christian or are you a member of the PCL? What's that? That's the Professional Christian League. Which one are you in? Do you need your Bible when you go to church? If you don't need your Bible when you go to church, I suggest to you, friend, that you find another church, one that you need your Bible. You ought to be insulted to high heaven if I called you a peewee Christian. You ought to be insulted at that and change and no longer be labeled as that, as someone who partakes only of milk and someone who's unskilled in the word of righteousness. That shouldn't describe you, right? This week, how's your soil? Matthew chapter 13, there's four types of people the Lord taught us who started out in the faith, and only one out of the four persevered until the end. That's what we're looking at this Sunday. If you like the Facebook page, WGOD Radio, you can hear it right from your computer or download it by Monday when it's uploaded, or you'll hear it on the radio here soon. Now, here today, I know it's a long intro because not much to teach on this. We're just going to do a lot of reading here. We're looking at Stephen. Actually, if you remember, they just picked some deacons here, the first six deacons of the church here, chapter 6, verse 8. Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Okay, so now they're mad at Stephen because they're jealous. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Verse 11, then they suborned men, which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes. And they came upon him and caught him, brought him to the council. They set up false witnesses, which said, this man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and against the law. For we've heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, they saw his face as if it had been the face of an angel. All right, so Stephen, they want to kill him because of jealousy. It's exactly the same thing as the Lord Jesus Christ. It was for jealousy that they set out to kill him and did kill him, because they were jealous because he was full of the Holy Spirit and they weren't. So let's hit on some of these highlights here. Verse 2, he's going all the way back to Abraham. Men and brethren, fathers, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, come into the land of which I will show you. Verse 2, he starts with Abraham. Verse 8, the covenant of circumcision and the birth of Isaac and Jacob. Verse 18, he talks about the bondage in Egypt. Verse 20, we see that Moses is born. This is in which time Moses was born and was exceedingly fair and nourished up in his father's house for 3 months. When he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him, or raised him up as her own son. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and in deed. Verse 30, God appears to Moses from the burning bush. It says when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and he durst not behold, he dared not look at it. I love that. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord Jesus says God is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. When we die and leave this world, we're not dead. We're still living, and God is still our God. To be absent from the body, Paul wrote, is to be present with the Lord. He goes, I'm hard-pressed between the two. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's better, to remain with you or to depart and be with the Lord, which is gain. For to live is Christ, he said, but to die is gain. That's comfort for me. I remember that. As my wife has recently passed on, has moved on out of this world, and has moved on up into heaven, I just remember, and it brings me and it brings Christians great joy to know that when we die and leave this world, that we go into the presence of Almighty God forever and ever. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, verse 51, Stephen now makes this personal. Chapter 7, verse 51, he says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming and just one, of whom you now have been the betrayers and murderers." Wow. Not the best way to win converts, especially when they already hate you. "Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye," that's plural, "you, all of you, have been now the betrayers and murderers." First he calls them a bunch of stiff-necked heathen. Now he accuses them of being betrayers and murderers. Verse 54, "Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and gnashed at him with their teeth." Now there's the third time here in the Bible. Here in the book of Acts we see this phrase, that they were cut to the heart. What do you do when you're convicted and cut to your very heart? Let me say that again. What do you do when you're convicted and cut to the heart? When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, it says they were cut to the heart and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" In chapter 5, verse 33, the Bible says they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay Peter and John. And now again, the Holy Spirit's convicted the religious doctors, and they're cut to the heart. And they, it says, gnashed at him with their teeth. I wonder what that must have looked like. Did you see that? Baring their teeth, just filled with rage and jealousy. These strong and sudden accusations must have suddenly incited the crowd. These final words so enraged his hearers that they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. Gnashing their teeth means clenching their teeth or grinding them as a sign of anger. Now, this also was a Hebrew, a figure of speech, let's call it as well. "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears," like the old game, la, 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 la. Put their fingers in their ears. They didn't want to hear what he said. "They ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Wow, let me say this. Stephen is a better man than I am. I don't know if I could have said that in those circumstances. How about you? If ISIS roasted your child in a fire, could you ask the Lord to love them and extend kindness to them? We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.